Advertising compliance issues. The following is a quick review of the advertising compliance issues that every licensed sales agent and broker must understand. These issues are addressed in the Texas Real Estate License Act and TREC rules. Brokers are required, under TREC rules, to ensure that each sponsored sales agent complies with TREC's rules on advertising. The broker should be able to demonstrate that there are reasonable measures in place to meet this standard. Compliance with this standard suggests that the broker consider procedures such as how sales agents' advertisements are reviewed and by whom, periodic education of sales agents concerning advertising standards and the broker's internal procedures, and how corrections to any advertisements are documented. Section 11.01.652B of the Act contains a list of misconduct for which TREC may impose disciplinary action against a license holder. Advertising provisions under Section 11.01.652B provide that a license holder may not publish any advertisement that misleads or is likely to mislead or is likely to deceive the public, tends to create a misleading impression, or does not identify the publisher as a broker or agent. Offer to sell or lease property without the knowledge and consent of the owner or the owner's agent. Offer a property on terms other than those terms authorized by the owner or the owner's agent. Make misrepresentations or false promises through advertising or otherwise. Or, place a sign on property for sale or lease without the written consent of the owner or the owner's agent. Service providers. If an advertisement promotes a service provider and the license holder expects compensation, disclosure that the license holder may receive compensation is required. Advertisements may not rank service providers unless the ranking is based on disclosed objective criteria. TREC advertising rules. TREC advertising rules state that an associated broker or sales agent may not place an advertisement that in any way implies that the associated broker or the sales agent is the person responsible for the operation of a real estate brokerage business, or causes a member of the public to believe that a person not authorized to conduct real estate brokerage is personally engaged in real estate brokerage. This rule is intuitive because the sponsoring broker is always responsible for the brokerage, and its operations TREC rules provide that an advertisement must contain the broker's name, either the individual name or the entity's name. If the broker uses an assumed name, the use of the assumed name in the advertisement meets this requirement, provided the broker has registered the assumed name with TREC. Additionally, if the assumed name or the corporate name of the broker contains the name of a sales agent, the advertisement should also include the name of the broker or another assumed name of the broker that does not contain the sales agent's name, or name of the designated officer if the sponsoring broker is a corporation. Definitions. The definition of advertisement is broad and includes all types of media, including publications, stationery, business cards, signs, billboards, radio, television, electronic media, and the internet, email, text messages, social networking websites. The definition of an advertisement does not include communication from the license holder to the client or information in a virtual office. Disclosures. Each page on a website is an advertisement and must include required disclosures. Advertisements by email, discussion groups, text messages, and social networking must include required disclosures. If space is limited, the broker can include a link to the completed disclosures. TREC disclosure. Deceptive advertising. A license holder may not place an advertisement that implies a sales agent is responsible for the brokerage business, or causes someone to believe a person not authorized to conduct brokerage is engaged in brokerage. Deceptive or misleading advertisements may include an advertisement that is inaccurate in any material way or misrepresents any property, terms, values, services, or policies, advertising another broker's listing without permission and without disclosing the name of the listing broker, failing to remove an advertisement about a listing within a reasonable time after it ends, an advertisement that identifies a sales agent as a broker, or An advertisement that creates confusion about the permitted use of a property. Trade names. Advertising may not include a copyrighted trade name without the authority to do so. Include broker's name. A license holder's advertisement must clearly and conspicuously contain the broker's name, either a business entity or an individual license holder's advertisement. Assumed names. A broker's assumed name is the broker's name, and the broker may use the assumed name to satisfy this requirement. A broker is required to register an assumed name with TREC, even if the assumed name is a sales agent's name, for example, a team name. If the broker's name or assumed name includes a sales agent's name, the advertisement must include another assumed name without the sales agent's name or include the designated agent's name. A broker must notify TREC within 30 days after the broker or the broker's sales agent starts or stops using an assumed name. Signage and other advertising media must contain the broker's name or assumed name in at least 50% of the size of the largest item of contact information on the advertisement. Designations. Except as stated in subsections C and G of TREC Rules, Section 535.154, a licensed entity may do business in the name in which it was chartered, namely corporations, LLCs. Rebates. Advertisements promoting rebates must disclose the terms of rebates. Federal laws affecting real estate brokerage. DODDFRANKWALLSTREETREFORMANDCONSUMERPROTECTION. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, the Dodd-Frank Act, was signed into law in July 2010. The purpose of the law is to promote the financial stability of the United States by improving accountability and transparency in the financial system, to end too big to fail, to protect the American taxpayer by ending bailouts, to protect consumers from abusive financial services practices, and for other purposes. The Dodd-Frank Act made sweeping changes to the financial regulatory system in response to the financial crisis in 2008. The law is complex, in part requiring the creation of new agencies, the consolidation of existing agencies, and mandating financial regulatory agencies to adopt new rules pursuant to stated timelines to implement the various and far-reaching requirements of the law. While the Dodd-Frank Act targets financial regulatory reform, it impacts the real estate industry primarily because mortgage lending is a significant part of most real estate transactions. In addition, certain provisions in the Dodd-Frank Act established new requirements for appraiser independence. RESPA, compliance, and related matters. The Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, was first passed in 1974. It applies to transactions with loans on residential property, 1 to 4 units. RESPA requires certain disclosures that spell out the costs associated with the transaction, outline lender servicing and escrow practices, and describe business relationships between settlement service providers. RESPA is intended to help consumers become better shoppers for settlement services and eliminate kickbacks and referral fees that unnecessarily increase the costs of certain settlement services. Informing and responding to clients. Duty to respond and disclose. Supervising brokers have a duty to respond to the parties in a transaction, provide disclosure of relevant information to their principal, and act honestly and fairly with third parties. A sponsoring broker must promptly respond to a sponsored sales agent, the principal, and other license holders involved in a transaction. TREC Rules, Section 535.2J. Promptness will be judged on the nature of the request, the time of day, and the transaction type. A supervising broker should be reasonably available to supervised sales agents to provide needed advice and counsel. Another obligation is to disclose information relevant to the principal, which includes disclosure of two types of information: all known information that would affect the principal's decision on any offer, and All significant information relating to the transaction, TREC rules, section 535.156(a)(c). However, if a principal directs in writing not to be submitted offers after it has entered a contract, then that information need not be submitted. This direction could be included in a listing agreement or a contemporaneous or later document. The disclosure can be made through the supervised sales agent. In dealings with third parties, not clients, all license holders must be honest and fair and not provide inaccurate information to those third parties, section 535.156(b)(d). The supervising broker should be available during the organization's regular business hours to provide experienced, informed advice and counsel to assist the sales agents and their clients. The supervising broker should monitor the sales agent's transactions to ensure that they make the proper disclosures. The scope of required disclosure is broad and possibly subject to dispute, particularly if a transaction goes poorly, so close supervision and counseling of sales agents are appropriate. Sales agents should be reminded about their professional obligation to be honest and fair to third parties. Do not call policy, can spam, fax policy. Several federal and state statutes now govern solicitations or advertisements communicated by phone, fax, or email. Brokers, especially brokers who make cold calls or send out advertisements by fax or email, need to be aware of these statutes and may need to seek additional education. Do not call. Real estate license holders who make cold calls must comply with the National Do Not Call Registry and Do Not Call rules. Specifically, before making a cold call, a license holder must verify whether the number is on the National Do Not Call Registry license. Holders may not make cold calls to numbers in the registry. License holders must update any registry download at least every 31 days. A license holder may call a person whose number is on the Do Not Call Registry if the license holder has an established business relationship, EBR, with the person, unless the number is on the firm's internal Do Not Call list. An EBR exists with an individual who was a party to a transaction with the broker's company in the last 18 months, or with someone who made an inquiry with the broker's company within the last 3 months. Additionally, license holders may call if a consumer grants prior written permission. Brokerages that permit agents to make cold calls must maintain an internal Do Not Call list. Requests to be placed on the internal list must be honored for 5 years. The internal list applies to all agents in the firm. The firm should maintain a central list into which each agent may input names and check before making calls. If a name is on the internal list, the agent may not call that number, even if it is not on the National Do Not Call Registry